Hey guys, what's going on? And welcome to the Verrokers Podcast, where we talk about things that you probably should too. Today I'm joined by...
Hey guys, it's Noah, or Noah54.
I am John, also known as Jeebens Feebens.
And I am Ethan, other than Flabsexy Gaming, and I am your excellent host for today. If these two would like to refute that argument, they're welcome to. The door is wide open. Just know your head might not be attached to your body in the morning, but that's all right. It just happens. You ever wake up and your head's just on the floor and you're just questioning it? That's what might happen, but it's fine. They're welcome to do it if they want to.
No, I have a better idea. It's called the Human Torch.
Yeah, he doesn't use. But anyway, it's fine. So essentially, there's going to be a couple things happening in this episode. So the first thing is I'm going to explain the Meet the Provokers in a second. And then I'm going to explain a game that these guys are going to be playing as alongside the topic. The topic is not related to anything. But they're going to be playing a little game to get to unlock stuff for you guys. Their goal is to unlock stuff for you guys. They get to hear it too, but it's mainly for you guys. And that's going to be a lot of fun. So this episode is going to be great. I think you're going to really like it. But we have a little bit of small talk we can do. So you guys want to... What have you guys been up to?
Oh, just kind of the same old. I mean, I've discovered why people like cigars.
Cigars?
Yes.
Okay. Random?
Yeah, kind of. But I don't know why, but after work, I've just been going home, smoke a cigar, and have a beer.
Alright. Most of our viewers are young adults. Do not ever listen to anything Noah ever says, alright? This is a PSA to all of you. Never do the opposite of what Noah is currently doing.
Yes, don't listen to me. You don't want to be me.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to be a Noah. Yeah, you don't want to be a Noah. That's just how it works. That's my motto of life. You just don't want to be a Noah.
If you don't want to be in and be what the fuck?
Hey Ethan, do you know where the bathroom is?
Oh, yeah. So if you go down to the corridor and down the right, it's your second door on the left.
Alright, thank you. Yep. Have a good one.
Yep.
Wait.
Alright. It's fine. it's fine. Okay. It's fine. Alright, Noah, you were talking about cigars or something? He was looking for the bathroom. It's fine.
You, me, and John.
I can't even hear John right now. I'm assuming he's confused.
Yeah. You know what? Sometimes you just gotta go to the bathroom.
Yeah. I mean, listen, this facility that we're... This mansion we're in while we're recording this episode, it's humongous. So, you know, it's like, you just gotta...
What drugs are you doing? I want some.
No, we just said we don't endorse drugs, no, goddammit. Stick to the script. anyway, yeah, so, like, you know, the mansion that we're in, is, like, it's huge, right? There's not many bathrooms, I've noticed. I don't know who built this place, but, there's not many, like, bathrooms in here. Like, there's one bathroom on the lower level, and there's one bathroom on the high level, but there's none on the middle level, and here we are sitting on the middle level, so when someone random comes into our house, as you do, you just walk into someone's house, you're confused, right? So it's just like, I perfectly understand that, how that works, you know what I mean?
Understand that.
It's you just walk into someone's house.
I really couldn't find it. I looked everywhere, all I saw was just doors. None of them really had any labels on it, to be honest.
Yeah, the builders in this place just don't work. They just didn't do their job. They were cutting corners, I don't know. But here, if you couldn't find the bathroom, you might as well just stick around. I mean, we're not really doing anything right now.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so welcome in, Axel. This is a little bit that me and him have conceived up. So Axel is a guest star for this episode. We're going all out bananas on this episode. We're going to announce what the Meet the Provokers is. We have Axel as a guest star today, and all that good stuff. So what I kind of mentioned this in, I forgot what episode it was, so don't quote me on this. I mentioned that each one of us, before we get some really big people in here that I'm working with on the sidelines to get on the podcast, like celebrities and stuff, I think it'd be nice if each one of us pick a person to be like a guest star. So my person that I picked is Axel because he's been around for a long time. I've known him the longest out of anyone in here. And he's also someone that's not on the podcast normally. So it's a lot of fun to have him in here. And if you've been over on YouTube, on John's Twitch, you've already heard of him, you've already seen him, and that kind of good stuff. So welcome in.
Thank you, thank you. Happy to be here, happy to be here.
Yep, and I've already kind of told Axel at least the basics of how the podcast works. He wants some stuff to be, I didn't tell him everything, and he also said that he wants some stuff to be surprised. So we're, like, we don't really script things. In fact, the thing we just did was the most scripted thing we've ever done. So it's fine. But yeah, it was hilarious. So Axel, obviously you left, so you didn't hear. But John and Noah were confused as all hell. It was great. It was beautiful.
The only thing I could say was, what the fuck, what the fuck, what the fuck?
Yeah. John, I could hear, was laughing on the other side, so it was great. But yes, Axel is, so he's not the host or anything, but he actually did choose the topic for today, because I think that's fair, is to let the guests decide what they want to talk about. So he chose outdoor survival strategies, and that's going to be what we're going to be talking about today. But no, it's already done. But before we get talking about that, I want to explain what the Meet the Provokers thing is. And the Meet the Provokers thing is essentially a tribute it's a tribute to us and to you guys at the same time. And I'll go more in depth in a second here. But it kind of ties into a headline, actually, that I have, is, I don't know if you guys pay attention to this, but Matt Pat from Game Theory, he stepped away from the channels, but he didn't step away from GT Live. He was kind of sticking around on GT Live. However, he just did his last stream yesterday. It was just yesterday. When I was recording this, you're hearing this on Friday, it was a week ago, but whatever. For me, it was just yesterday. And in that stream, I didn't watch the whole thing, but in that stream, he kind of talked about community and how important community is. And it kind of, like, brought me back, and not reminded me, because I already kind of know this, but it kind of, brought me back to what we said in the season one finale, which is, you guys are what makes this podcast run. Because if it was just the three of us, like, we can talk on our own. We don't have to be in a podcast to talk to each other. So that's not an issue, but because you guys are actively listening to it, you're giving us feedback. Like, I can't tell you how many emails I've gotten from you guys saying, oh, I loved this episode, you guys should do a part two of this, or like all that kind of stuff. In fact, that's how Video Game War Part 3 got added, because someone emailed me saying, hey, I love the first two parts, I would be great if you could do a third one. And so I'm like, all right, let me suggest it to Noah and John, and here we go, we did it. So that's how this works, is the foundation of this podcast is built on you guys, built on you guys listening. And so, essentially Meet the Provokers, it's not, I want to dash the idea that it's a face reveal type thing, even Noah was concerned it was a face reveal thing. It's not. I don't plan to show my face anytime soon. Noah, I'm assuming, doesn't either. So, and John, you've seen John's VTuber avatar, you haven't seen his bald self yet. He hasn't shown his true form just yet. I think the world would be in danger if he ever does that. But you've seen his VTuber avatar, so he's already shown his face. But what it is essentially it's a collection of music. So for the past year, like an entire year, basically, I've been working on music. And I've been working on music for the podcast. Now, it's for each one of us. So the reason it's called Meet the Provokers is because it's a song about each one of us. So there's a song about Noah, there's a song about John, and there's a song about me. And essentially, they are kind of highlighting the person's best qualities. They're highlighting what they're really good at, how they make the podcast form, and like that kind of stuff. And so what's going to happen is, in this episode, with Axel being a guest star, is there's going to be a game that these two are going to play. Now, Axel's involved, but he's not at the same time. I'll explain that in a second. But it's mainly these two. It's mainly John and Noah that are going to be competing. So what's going to happen is, because it's music, the music isn't done yet. I want to preface this, that we're looking at a 2025 release date in terms of the music that's going to be released for Spotify, Amazon Music, that kind of stuff. So we're looking at that for that. But if you want to hear a demo version of the song where the music's composed and the lyrics are done, I just got an AI to sing it instead of someone else because we're still working on who's going to be singing it. If you want to hear the demo version, if these guys successfully beat the game that I'm going to be giving them as well as you guys will hear the first song in this very episode. The song, the one you're going to be hearing is actually called Next Up Noah. So that's Noah's song, obviously, as you can tell. So if you want to hear that first song, then you need to hope and pray that these guys beat the game that I'm giving to them, because that's what they're going to be fighting for. So, with all that out of the way, so that was the headline that I got. So we're going to be skipping over that. I'm skipping Creator Showcase. I want to get right into this. Axel, my friend, we talked a little bit before this. You have a wheel, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Would you mind spinning that wheel, and do not tell us what it landed on? So, but let me know when you're done spinning it.
Yep.
I would do the Jeopardy theme song, but that's copyrighted.
It is done spinning.
Okay, so whoever's name it landed on, because there's four names.
Wait a second of it.
You know, not even that. You ban from reality if you do that. So whoever's name it landed on, Axel, I want you to privately message them that they are the imposter. They're sus. They are sussy baka, right? So privately message them that they're the imposter. And Axel himself could be the imposter, all right? So there's four of us here that could be the imposter. And I want you to, Axel, to text everyone else that they're innocent. Whoever's name that didn't land on. And the innocent people are fighting to suss out the imposter. And the imposter's goal is to obviously get undetected. Now, if they get undetected, no one gets to listen to the song. And except for them, they get to listen to it. They're the only one that gets to listen to it. So if everyone else is innocent, then their goal is to try and suss out the imposter. That way they can hear the song as well as the audience. So you guys, if you're an innocent, you're fighting for the audience, basically. So I know this sounds pretty confusing. I know, I understand. When I was writing this, I'm like, I hope I make this sound right. Do you guys have any questions for the imposter part?
No.
Do we get to murder somebody? Not even if we're the imposter, just in general.
Your murder is, as John said in the pre-episode, murder isn't always the answer, but it can sometimes be the answer. You can leave that with what you want. So, Axel, does everyone know what they are?
Yep.
All right, awesome. Okay, so you know what you are. If you're the imposter, remember, your goal is to make sure no one else knows. Now, Axel knows, obviously, so he's not... so if he's the imposter, that'd be a problem. But I'm assuming he's not. But just in case he is, we can suss out him, too, because it's the four of us. It's not just me, John, and Noah. So just remember that he can be the imposter, too. And also remember that if you're the imposter, you're fighting to listen to the song yourself. You're not fighting for the audience. If you're an innocent, that's when you're fighting for the audience. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So that's one section of the game. The main section that we're going to be doing first, actually, when we're talking about outdoor survival strategies, is similar to the Beach Day episode. I have secret words listed here, only five of them, and they actually relate directly to the topic. So it should be very easy to say these words. But once you get all five, we get to progress into section three, which is a true or false section, which I'll get into once we get there. But is there any questions about the secret words?
No.
You sound like you're dying over there, Noah. You all right?
Yeah, I'm okay.
You sound like you're dying.
No, definitely not murder.
Nope.
Also, I'm gonna put a knife in my back.
You what?
What?
I don't know what he's doing. Anyway, So similar to the Beach Day episode, I have a list of the secret words that need to be said for you to complete this section. The words are directly tied to the topic, like I said, so keep that in mind when you're talking about the topic. Keep in mind, Axel saying the words does not count. So it's either John needs to say the word or no one needs to say the words. If Axel says them, they don't count. But that is the topic for today's outdoor survival strategies, because that's the one Axel picked. So Axel, you want to start us off with a survival strategy if you're out in the wilderness?
So personally, one of my best survival strategies that I've ever thought of or been told is to make wherever you are as noticeable as possible. Sky, ground, because, yeah, you might be stuck there, but if you don't have any way to signal the people to actually come and get you, you're kind of stuck there.
Yeah, that's pretty good. John, you want to add to that?
Yeah, I was going to say, when I was first hearing that you want to make yourself as noticeable as possible, I was like, but then things can kill you. But also, what you're saying right there is that, yes, things could kill you, but things could also save you. Like, you might get eaten by a bear, but you might get saved by, one of those rescue choppers, So it's really a 50-50 chance when it comes down to it. And I'm a gambling man, so I'd agree with what Axel had to say there.
Yeah, because Axel wasn't there for those episodes. Axel, John is a renowned gambler here on the podcast. He gambles his money quite often. It usually doesn't work out for him, but sometimes it does, so he keeps doing it. Anyway, so what's survival? Let's talk mainly in like a forest, because that's a lot of times what's usually happening, is you're in a forest and, that kind of stuff. Noah, what would be your first kind of strategy to survive in a forest?
Look for a water source.
Okay, makes sense. Where'd you get the water from? Would you try and look for the river, or would you try to look for water from the trees or something?
Yeah, look for a river.
Okay. And would you have, like, a bottle of water? Like, would you have, like, how would you collect the water? You need something to collect the water.
I was just thinking I'll dunk my head in a gulp.
I mean, you can, but there could be... It depends on how clean the river is, because some rivers are not clean enough to do that, where you'll probably get infections or something. Some, I think, there is a river that's renowned to be super crystal clear, but I forgot where that is.
Florida, probably.
I doubt it. especially after the hurricane smacked him twice. But...
That'll go.
Well, yeah, so I think, yeah, being noticed is a big part of it, too. And so, another thing... So, John, I'm going to ask you this question. Is when you're, let's say you're traveling, you're not just sticking to one place, you need to keep moving because you think like you're trying to get out of the forest or whatever. How would you mark where you've been so you don't double back on yourself?
I would probably, so I would get like a rock and I would like kind of mark the trees pretty consistently. So I'm like, okay, I know I've been here before because there's the specific mark that I know I made because that's the one I've been making. And probably, you know, I'd probably move in like a grid pattern. So I'd go like one direction for a little while, and then I'd turn, and go another direction for a little while, and then turn again. So I'm able to like cover the wide area. Because it could be like a weird shaped forest, mm-hmm. right? But like maybe there's a road going through there, and if I can find the road that might be going through there, then I can follow the road. But, like if I would, a good way of finding that is going like the grid pattern, like I said, so I could cover like a square of area instead of just going in one random direction.
Gotcha. So Axel, do you want to ask one of these guys a question, like a survival question or something? Did you got any questions on hand? If not, I can always ask you a question and see what you have to say.
Nope.
And he's been murdered.
Oh, sorry about that. I accidentally hit the mute button on my headset.
Oh.
No, I don't particularly have too many questions for them in the first place. Okay.
Well, I can ask you a question. So my question would be for you is like, okay, yeah. So when it comes to building a fire, because I know you were a Boy Scout, so you should have experience with this, is you need to, especially if you're camping out for the night, you need to have a fire ready. So what's your strategy for getting the fire started? Let's assume you don't have a lighter on you. You don't have a lighter.
So, are we talking you got off the trail, or you're just out in the middle of the woods with nothing?
You're out in the middle of the woods.
So, it'd be one hell of a long way, but there's the bow and drill method of, which is just taking advantage of friction. It takes a really long time, though. Because it all depends on what resources you have available. Like, if you don't have a lighter, but if you had, like, steel wool and a 9-volt battery, then you could get sparks from that to try and start a fire. There's always the classic flint and steel, which is also a little bit of a challenge. Yeah. It's not, like, the easiest method, but it works.
Yeah, I think that's a that's the challenge. Is it depends on what resources you have, because if you don't have anything, like you just walked in the forest with nothing, then the friction thing, you just find a stone and a couple things or whatever to get that started. And like Axel says, I've seen people try it. It takes a long time, if at all. If you have a 9-volt battery and the other thing, you can make sparks pretty easily. But it all depends on what you have. So, John, you set up a fire. What do you do about nature itself? What do you do about, like, a storm coming through? Like, what are you going to protect yourself? How are you going to protect yourself and the fire from nature, essentially?
I'm no outdoorsman person. You know, I like to stay inside. So, take my strategies with a grain of salt, maybe not the most effective. But what I would want to do, preferably, is like try to find like a set of large rocks, right? So they kind of have like some makeshift walls, and maybe get a large leaf if it's a, you know, some trees have really very leafy trees, And so you want to get, like, a branch that has a lot of leaves or, like, a larger leaf, and they'll kind of, like, put it on top to have, like, a makeshift roof. And that way, you know, you can weather yourself from the storm if there's a storm happening, or you have a little bit of a shelter there and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's probably your best bet, especially if you don't have a tent with you, because we're assuming you don't have a tent. Otherwise, you could just set up the tent. But, yeah, if you're, like I said with the actual scenario, if you're just out in the middle of nowhere and you have to kind of, you have, like, really no resources, that's probably your best bet is finding large trees and putting it up against another big tree, like a solid tree, a tree that's alive, because if it's dying, you run the risk of it falling on you.
Right.
To make sort of, like, a makeshift tent, almost, like a nature's tent, I guess. So that's kind of what I was thinking, too. But, Noah, as for you, Noah, in this scenario, we got the rain covered, we got, like, a fire and stuff. What are you doing for food? Because you have water, but what are you going to do for food? You didn't bring anything, you're in the middle of the woods, what are you going to do?
Okay, do I have any sort of weapon, or just have my hand?
We'll give you a switchblade or something. Or, like, we'll give you a pocket knife.
A pocket knife, okay, that works, I suppose. So, what I'm going to do is go around the forest ground, look for things like small animals, maybe berries or something like that. If I find a small animal, well, kill it and cook it. If I find some berries, I eat the berries.
All right, yeah. So, do you know what berries you can eat and what you can't eat?
I have some knowledge as to what berries you can eat and what you can't.
I think it's widely regarded, right, that red berries are not good for you. I think those are the ones that were widely. Axel was a Boy Scout, so he can correct me, but
yeah, it's red berries that, and if you see a bush that is, if there's a lot of birds and there's a bush with berries that's still very plentiful, don't touch it, because if the birds aren't touching those berries, then there's a good chance that they're not safe to eat.
That's genius. I didn't even think about that. That the birds won't even go near it. Yeah, that's true. That makes a lot of sense. So actually, this is very surprising to me. I mean, I guess it's really not, because these words are tied to the topic. You guys have 4 out of 5 words right now. Noah said some, John said some, so you only have 1 word left, and once that happens, we get to move on to the next section here. So you guys are doing great so far. I was thinking, you know, that might take them a while to get all the words, but nope, you're already there, pretty much. So keep it up, guys.
Okay.
Okay, I have an idea. Let's pair Noah and Axel together. You guys are in the woods together. So Noah has a switchblade, or not switchblade, I keep saying switchblade. He has the pocket knife, he's going around either hunting or going for the good berries. Axel, so what are you going to be doing at your camp while he's going to go do that stuff?
So if he's going around and he's what, hunting, just collecting food and whatnot?
Yeah, he's just collecting food.
Personally, I would look into trying to improve the shelter. Because, well, we don't know how long we're going to be there, depending. It's hopefully not a very long time. It still needs to be fairly sturdy. That and just firewood and fire maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
Because fire is the spice of life, a little quite literally.
Yeah.
Because you need it to purify water, cook food. Yep. For the animals. Some makeshift, like, I suppose, yeah, just fire maintenance, shelter maintenance, trying to improve both, because another thing is, especially if it's, like, colder, you need the fire. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, we all say, you need fire, but, and then you need the fire.
Yeah.
So, it's a lot better to just have people cycle through sleep, always have one person up keeping the fire up, because if you don't keep an eye on it and take care of it, you're really screwing yourself over.
Yep. That's a great answer, actually. I like the idea of the, not only, because I was expecting someone to say, well, you're going to take care of the fire, but I would like to make sure your actual camp and, like, structure is secure, too. That's also a very good idea, because especially in your guys' scenario, it's currently storming near you, so you got to deal with the rain, and you got to deal with the wind and stuff. So it's a good idea to make sure your structure and your tent basically is fortified so that nothing can get there. So John, because I put them on a team, let's have me and you on the same team. So we're in the middle of the woods, right? This is a different woods, obviously. And I guess, so for us, we're just going to go along the same lines that we were there. One of us was getting food and one of us was maintaining the shelter and stuff. And I like Axel's answer that one of us has to stay awake all the time. So how would you go about deciding that? Like, how do you decide who should stay up at this time and who's going to wake the other person up? Like, how do you think you would go about that?
So I'd probably be like, you know what? I'm a bit of a night owl. I can go the first watch of staying up. And then I'd probably be like, after, like a good amount of time, you know, if I have a watch on me, I would actually, you know, measure the time, be like, okay, it's been a few hours. But if I don't, I'd probably just like, you know, watch the moon's progression, because, you know, obviously the moon moves across the sky. Well, the moon moves across the sky at night, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So you can kind of judge time by that measure, and then be like, all right, after such an amount of time, then wake me up, because you know, I don't want to be sleeping all the time and having an unfair distribution of labor. So,
yeah, that, and you want to be whoever is like the most awake needs to be the one going hunting again. Because with Noah's example, right, you're going to be walking around, you got to look for berries, or you got to hunt animals or whatever. That takes a lot of energy. So that person, whoever's the most awake, needs to be the one to do that. And that's an excuse for the person that's not the most awake to stay home. And you probably wouldn't need the fire at that point in the morning, but you probably would for the night again. So making sure you're getting new firewood and that kind of stuff.
It would be a lot, if it's all right. I kind of butt in a little bit.
Oh, that's fine.
I would not recommend letting the fire go out at any point once you get it started. One, because it'll be harder to keep it going. Two, it gives you something to like actively think about and do. Just like keeping it up, maintenance, keeping an eye on it now and again. And like I said, once it goes out, it's easier to start if you, like, are right there when it goes out, because you'll have all the nice warm embers to help get it going again. But it's easier to keep and maintain than have to start it every single morning. That, and if you, then, once it gets going good, you can start putting some of the more wet wood that's around on there, or buy it to help dry it so you have more firewood. And if you put the more wet wood on there, it will also give you a nice smoke signal going up into the sky, for going back to what I was saying about visibility. Because if something coming by overhead sees that, they might think, oh, hey, there's a forest fire. And at least it'll get people there, even if they don't know it's people trying to signal that, hey, we're down here and we need a way to get out of here.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think about those types of things. So that's why I'm glad Axel chose this, because he was a Boy Scout, so he knows a lot of these things, and I'm sure he's learned over time as well.
I've also probably spent way too much random time just thinking about this for no reason whatsoever, so...
Well, as we heard in previous episodes, Noah's just ready for the zombie apocalypse at any given moment. So, like, it's just one of those random things that you just kind of ready for.
True.
But, okay, well, with John's last answer he just gave, you guys have gotten all five words already. So let me read off the words to you. So you got trees, which John said, moon, which John said, storm, which John said, I think, berries, with Noah said, and bears, which I forgot who said bears, but someone said bears. So all five words are done. So we're going to move on into the third section, which is technically the last section. The imposter thing is still ongoing, because we're going to... I guess I can read to you what's going on there. So, there's an imposter among us. Before this episode started, Axel selected a random person to be the imposter, which we already did. Axel himself could be the imposter too, so keep that in mind. The goal of the imposter is to fool the other players by convincing them that they are not the imposter, as you do. If the imposter succeeds and fools everyone, then only the imposter will get to hear the first song. The goal of everyone else is to suss out the imposter, and if they succeed, everyone, including the audience, gets to hear the demo song in this very episode. The vote shall be cast at the end of this episode, so we're not going to be worrying about that right now. But these guys might have questions, so over the course of the week, well, not over the course of the week, at a random point during the week, I think it was Wednesday or something, I asked John and Noah to give me random facts about themselves. Stuff that we wouldn't really know too much or whatever, and here's where this is paying off. You probably didn't know what was going on with that. So this is the last section, true or false. In the last section, I'll give you three obscure facts about each member of the Provokers. Some of the facts are truthful and given by that said individual, and some are fictional that I just made up. It will be your job to figure out if the fact that you are told about is the truth about the person or a falsehood. In order to pass this section, both you as a team need to get a score of at least 70%. So John and Noah are on a team. Axel, you're going to play too, but you're just playing for pride. So if you're right, then you get pride point. You get a pat on the back.
Yay!
Because Axel wasn't involved with the questions, he's in every section. But obviously, I'm not going to give Noah's questions to Noah because that doesn't make any sense. He's going to be like, "Well, obviously, this is false. I don't remember saying that." So all three of you are going to answer this one because the first facts are about me. So I'm going to give you all three facts at the same time, and you have to tell me. Well, actually, no, we'll do one by one. All at the same time might be hard. So we'll do one. So the first one is, I'm actually allergic to almonds. Not severely or anything, just a mild allergy. I tend to stay away from them just in case. This was found semi-recently by a doctor visit. So is that true or is that false?
I think it's true. And my thought process is that a mild allergy for nuts like that makes sense that you wouldn't know about your entire life, and so like more recently you might learn about it. Like my oldest, I don't know why I said oldest because I only have one older sister. My older sister was like when she was 20, I think, which is around the age you are. She found out she was allergic to a good majority of nuts, and like one day she was like eating nuts and she's like, isn't it weird that like my mouth burns when I eat this nut? And I was like, yes, that's not normal.
Is it normal that my mouth is currently in excruciating pain while I'm eating this? That's great.
Yeah, you never had that happen before?
No.
Of course. But yeah, no, that seems very plausible, and so that's my reason for believing that it's true.
Okay. Noah, what do you think?
I'm thinking it's true, too, because I remember we talked, not somewhat recently, but at least recently, about something with a mild allergy?
Okay.
I remember something about a mild allergy, so I think it could be true.
And Axel, you've known me the longest, so I'll be very interested to see, because remember, you're just playing for pride, because these two are on a team, you're playing for pride, but I'm very interested to see what percentage you get. I'm actually going to tally your score separately. So what do you think it is?
So you said it was a recent doctor's visit?
Semi-recent. So take that as
what is... Okay.
Like, when I think of recent doctor visit, I think of, oh yeah, I had a doctor visit last month. I think that is, like, a recent visit. Semi-recently, okay. I think of, like, beyond 6 months.
Okay, so our definitions, thank you for clarifying that, because our definitions of recent is very different, though doctor's visits are their own monster entirely. Because I was, like, thinking last couple weeks, so my first thought process was, but you were on vacation. But if you're talking, like, 6 months ago, then...
Yeah.
As far as I can remember, you've never really had any allergies to nuts whatsoever, but I do know, like, one of my aunts is still finding out things that she's allergic to somehow. So I feel like this could be very, it is quite likely that this is true.
So do you think it's true, or do you think it's that it's just likely it's true, but it could be false?
I think it's true.
Interesting. Okay. Off to a bad start, because that is false. I am not allergic to almonds. I just don't like them. The only truth of the part is that I do avoid them, but that's not because I'm allergic. It's because I just don't like them.
Okay.
So, but there you go. So, it's interesting. John had good reasoning. I think it kind of led the other two of you to kind of think along the same lines of, oh yeah, people still find out allergies. So that's good reasoning, but it was false. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This one, no, or Axel just talked about the beach. This next one is about the beach. Anytime I go to the beach with my grandparents, instead of buying souvenirs like anyone else would, I opt to buy merch from the amazing restaurants that we frequently visit when we're down there.
That's definitely fucking true. You've talked about this coming home from vacations. Like, I think I'm gonna get souvenirs, but I got this shirt from this bar, that bar restaurant.
Okay, so Noah's going through. So you and John are on a team. So you guys need to have the same answer. So John, right. What do you think?
I would agree. I feel like it's also in line with my perception of you, I guess.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
You seem like you would not really go for the souvenirs, like the touristy stuff as much. But you'd want to support the things you like, if that makes sense.
Okay, so you think it's true?
Yeah.
All right, Axel, what do you think?
Oh, God. See, you keep just mentioning that I've known you the longest, and that like puts a lot of pressure on me for no reason whatsoever.
Guys, in case you forgot, Axel's known me the longest, so he should be really good at this.
Axel, are you really a good friend?
Oh man, putting on the peer pressure, are we? throwing him right under the bus.
No, I can certainly see you doing stuff like that because buying the merch from restaurants. Because I guess this is kind of going how I like to think, but I also like things that I'll use more often when getting stuff like, don't get me wrong, the stuff that kind of sits on a shelf and you look at it and it looks cool is cool, but if I don't use it very often, I kind of at a point start to think it's kind of like clutter, except with the exception of Legos. You touch my Legos, I will end your life.
Alright, I think we know how it feels about Legos.
But, yeah. So, yes, I think you do get the merch from restaurants as opposed to getting all the touristy souvenirs. Because, you know.
Alright. Well, those are very good answers because that is in fact true. And I don't know what Noah's talking about. I think maybe he's talking about the beach episode, but I'd be really surprised if he remembered that because he doesn't remember what he had for breakfast 2 days ago. So if you remember that, cool, great. But I'm pretty sure I only said that once. I didn't say it recently, so I don't know where he would have got that from.
Yeah, honestly, I thought Noah was just spouting nonsense, but I need the same answer, so I just kind of went along with it.
Yeah, well, you were right anyway, so it doesn't matter, but you guys are exactly right. I'd rather, Axel kind of said it plain right out, is that instead of having something sit on a shelf, I'd love to get like a boat or something that can go on a shelf, but like Axel said, it just sits there, collects dust, and I don't really do anything with it. With merch from the restaurants, not only do I wear it, but I'm also supporting them throughout the world, because the restaurants that I support are family-owned restaurants. They're not like, I'm not going to get a t-shirt from McDonald's or something. It's family-owned restaurants. So when I'm sporting out their merch in the wild, people are like, oh, what's that restaurant? They're like, oh, Henry's in the Outer Banks, and you should go visit there sometime. And that way, I'm helping them out so that they can stick around, and I'm also I get to wear a cool-looking shirt. So, yeah, that's exactly right. All right, the last one for me. There's only three. I'm actually not a big pork person. Excluding bacon in a few other forms, I tend to avoid pork as a whole.
Okay, so you're not a big pork person, excluding bacon and a few other things.
Yep.
I want to say that sounds true, but at the same time, I've said that for all of us.
I want to say it's true, too, because I know a lot of people like bacon, but not a lot of people like pork itself. Like, actual pork chops that you would get and cook. Like, I know a lot of people don't like that, so...
Could you repeat that again, please?
Yeah, I'm actually not a big pork person. Excluding bacon in a few other forms, I tend to avoid pork as a whole.
I'm gonna, if Noah wants to go along with me, I'm gonna say false. I feel like It sounds true, but it's one of those things you're trying to pull a sneaky on us.
You can't always assume I'm trying to trick the shit out of you.
Well, it's pretty in line with your character, I feel like.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Just completely lying to us at all times.
You know what, Axel? Welcome to the Provokers Podcast. John's been kicked off.
Let's go. Sorry, John. You're being replaced.
All right.
Hi, everybody.
It cost me my job, too. I think it's false.
Okay. All right, so they're going false. So, Axel, what do you think?
You know, I've never heard you really complain about pork or really even talk about it. To be fair, half the time it's been school lunches where we didn't really get a choice, but I don't think you, like, particularly go out of your way to... Like, I don't think you go out of your way to not have pork or to have pork. So I think it's false, not because it's, like, entirely untrue, but I think it's more you're indifferent to it, not you don't, like, dislike it so much that you go out of your way to avoid eating it, you know?
Okay. So you think it's false?
Yes.
Okay. That's unfortunate, because it is true. So besides bacon, and, like, it's really just bacon. I don't know why I said a few other things. I mean, there's a couple of things that maybe I'm just forgetting. But I really tend to avoid pork. I actually more so go for chicken, turkey, ground beef even, or, like, red meat or whatever. I don't eat red meat even that often either. But when it comes to pork, like, if I'm at a buffet, the last thing I'm grabbing is pork. I'm usually grabbing chicken or some form of, like, gluten or something. Like, I'm grabbing gluten, like, or some chicken. They have turkey, crab, like, a lot of seafood stuff. I usually, the last thing I grab is pork. That's because I'm just not a big pork person. I really, like, when we have pork chops on the menu for dinner, I'm like, well, I guess I'm eating something else that day because I don't want pork. So Axel technically could be correct, because I used to be like that, where I just didn't really want it too much. I didn't go out of my way for it. Now that I'm older, though, I tend to avoid it. That's been so for the past 5 or so years.
Because I've also was thinking probably a lot further back than I really needed to be honest.
Yeah, that's fair. But okay, so these next three facts are about John, meaning John is not is excluded from this round, meaning Noah and Axel are playing. Now, Noah, you're on your own team, I guess, for this one, and Axel, you're still playing for Pride. But you know, if you get things right, it goes into John. It's going to funnel to John's points, because eventually we're going to get to your facts and then so on and so forth. So here's the fact about John. And John, yeah, John, you're not allowed to say anything, so... Just hush over there.
I am a usual observer.
Exactly. So, John learned how to whistle because TV shows taught him how.
Okay. TV shows taught him how to whistle. Well.
What? Am I allowed to ask questions about the question, about the fact?
I mean, you can. I might not have the answer for you, but you can.
Like, what kind of whistling? Like, the standard, like, just with your mouth, or, like, the high-pitched with your fingers and all that kind of whistling?
I wasn't received that information. I'm going to assume it's just basic... I'm assuming it's just basic whistling, like, something that's not hard to do.
Okay. You know, I think it's true, actually, because... I know John used to watch a lot of shows. Like, we were on the same sports team for a bit, and a lot of the time he would talk about shows when we were doing warm-ups and whatnot.
Interesting. So you have some preconceived knowledge here. Huh.
If I'm remembering things correctly, I could just be, like, somehow making things up in my head.
Johnson over there, like, what is he talking about over there? All right, that's fair. Noah, you have an idea of what it is, if it's true or false?
Yeah, I'm gonna just say it's true, just because I feel like with John here, That's very possible.
All right, well, that is correct. That is a true statement. That was one of the facts he gave me. So, John, now that we've revealed it's true, what can you answer Axel's question? Is it, like, easy whistling, or is it, like, the super high-pitched?
Yeah, the typical, like, normal whistling. I can't actually even do the finger whistle. I don't know how people do that. Mm. But, like, I would watch shows, and if, like, someone was trying to be sneaky, like, they were, like, oh, I'm not doing anything. Like, they, you know, the whistle's like, I'm just doing my own thing. Don't pay attention to me. That sort of whistle. I was like, oh, yes, yeah. That's how I want to learn how to do that, so I can be sneaky. That has
nothing to do. John's over here robbing banks, whistling, just revealing his exact location.
That guy can't be robbing a bank. He's,
he's wearing all black and in a ski mask, and he's whistling, but he can't be robbing that bank. That would be crazy.
Oh, no, he's too tall to be robbing this bank.
He's too tall. Yeah, they discriminated against him because he's too tall. All right, here's fact number two. Is it a fact? Is it not? You'll have to find out. When John was young, he went to a private Christian school when he was in kindergarten.
What the
fuck? I think that's true. I'm going to be honest. I think that's true.
All right.
Yeah, isn't his dad, like, really Italian and also a pastor?
I don't know. Really Italian. That one broke, John. Really Italian.
I would say what I'm basing it off of, but I don't know if John wants that information.
Probably not. It's best to assume not, just in case. But so no, is your reasoning similar? Where you know, I mean, besides the stuff you already said. So you think it's true then, or do you think it's false?
I can see that being true, actually, because if I remember correctly, I don't know the Italian part, but I do think his dad's a pastor.
Okay. Well, you are both correct, because that is true. his dad is really Italian, I guess. Oh, that's hilarious.
Italians love Christian
private school. Dude, please let your dad listen to that part and just be like, what is this kid talking about? Okay.
Axel, DM me your reasoning, because I'm curious.
Well, I can... It's more so where you used to live when you were still... When you still went to the high school. I didn't want to, like... where... Or what? So, I didn't want to...
Yeah, no, you know? I understand what you mean now.
Alright, well, here is fact number three.
Keep it simple. I saw his old crib. Anyways, I apologize.
So, at age 7, John went hiking with his family when he got separated from the group. He was found a little over 30 minutes later sitting by the trail playing with leaves. Age 7, by the way. I don't know if you heard it.
I could totally fucking see this. His family, they're just walking, looking around.
They just leave him behind. Oh no, when did you last see him? I last saw him 30 minutes ago. Wait a minute.
He's always just so nonchalant about everything.
Yeah.
So, even at 7, I could totally see him just be like, oh damn, my family's not there. I'm just gonna sit down, have some fun. Or he got so distracted by playing with leaves in the first place, that's why they found him sitting down playing with
leaves. That's hilarious.
Imagining this, he's there with his family. And either it's like his family disappears, and he's like, "Oh, okay,
okay." I guess they're gone now. That's hilarious.
He's gone. He's
leave. So that's a truth from me.
All right, truth from Axel. No, what do you think?
True.
Oh, you're both going true. Okay. Well, unfortunately, I hate to tell you this, but it's false. That did not happen. I made that one up.
Yeah. to be fair, I do feel like Axel's reasoning was pretty good. I'm not sure, but I wouldn't be surprised if something similar happened to me. So.
That's hilarious. Okay. All right, we're moving on.
Thank you for validating my reasoning, John.
Yeah, that was great. We're moving on to Noah's facts, though. So that means, Noah, you're exempt from this, so you're a passerby, just like John was. So John, the same thing. You're carrying the team for Noah right now, and actually you're still playing for Pride. So here's Noah fact number one. Noah almost tripped on the graduation floor stairs as he was walking up to get his diploma.
I feel like it's definitely possible. Because, you know, sometimes those oops, I mean I never wore the graduation because I was a bad boy, skipped my graduation because I didn't know anybody.
Poser.
But I feel like that makes sense. And it feels in line with something that Noah would do.
All right.
So those stairs were kind of steep, to be honest. Like, they weren't, like, your average... Like, they weren't exactly forgiving stairs.
Hmm.
The steps were pretty close together, so I could very easily see trying to go up and then just catching your foot and almost face planting. Not even just Noah. Like, I probably would do the same thing. Not trying to, like, say, oh, that's such a Noah thing to do.
So, right. I'm gonna, So, with Axel specifically, I'm gonna wink, wink, nudge, nudge here. Noah almost tripped on the graduation floor stairs as he was walking up to get his diploma.
Oh, yeah, that's false.
Interesting.
Axel, he was just silent for a little bit. I'm like, oh, he's thinking about it.
I'm guessing I'm going to go with Axel because Axel was there, and I would not. So
all right, you know, that's why I wanted to help you all a little bit here, because the way this is going, you need to get all three of these right to get 70%. So that is false. And the reason it's false is, I don't know if he actually almost tripped. He might have. But the reason it's false is because he was walking up to the stairs to get his diploma. We got a diploma before we walked up the stairs. So that part is false. So he don't. So he can't trip to get his diploma when he already had the diploma in his hands. So that is false. All right, next Noah fact. Noah accidentally robbed a convenience store when he was young. He took a small candy bar to look at, but ended up taking it out of the store instead of putting it back.
That is a classic child mistake to make. I know my brother did that one time with, not a candy bar, but with, it was like Kool-Aid packet. And he's like, oh, I get this. And so his plan was that he was going to throw it onto the, like, the line of, like, where you put your groceries and then they scan it. He was going to, like, nonchalantly throw it in there when they were checking them out, and then he forgot about it, so...
That's great.
I feel like it could be true.
But you're basing it off of a story you know, not a story, like, because this is Noah we're talking
right.
about.
Right. But I feel like I've also heard that from, like, a handful of sources, you know? Like, it's just a classic thing for children to do. Like, if you're a child, you got to accidentally steal from a convenience store. It's just, you know, every child does it.
But was it a fact he gave me, though? Because, like, this could, like... If it is false, yeah. It could be true, and I want to know. Or if it's, or he gave me this fact, and it is true. Like, you don't know the situation.
Right, that's what you gotta consider too.
I feel
like you're just trying to get in my head.
I could be, yeah.
What do you think, Axel?
I think that's something Noah would have done. Not like,
right.
Not trying to like insult Noah, but
we do that Noah all the time on the podcast.
Noah loves committing crime.
Should also be called the Noah's Abused podcast.
That's not how that works. So you're saying it's true as well?
Yes.
Okay. Oh well, John actually never answered. So John, are you going with him or you think it's false?
I'm gonna stick to my guns. I feel like you're trying to rob me of the ability to listen to the song, so I'm gonna say it's
okay.
Right.
Well, you're wrong, because it was false. You know, it's fine. Like I said, maybe Noah actually... I don't even know if you would remember doing this, because if I did this, I certainly wouldn't remember it. So it's possible maybe he did, but this wasn't one of the facts he gave me, so it's false.
I mean, I remember a part of my childhood where I think I took something from a convenience store without paying.
Yeah,
I can't believe it.
Going on to the third fact... Noah used to own a classic medieval weapon, a.k.a. a sword.
Well, they can't all be false, can they?
I don't know. They could.
But, you know, I feel like this would have come up in the classic, you don't lose the game, you lose your life story. And then, like, you know what? I had solid ones.
No.
And they're like, shut up, Noah, no one cares.
I think this might be true.
Yeah.
One, just because I feel like it's something Noah would just have. And two, he always kept saying about... You said earlier how he would be... Noah would just be stupidly well-prepared for the zombie apocalypse when... Honestly, guns are not the way to go. It's swords and, like, old armor, because that's what's actually going to protect you and not just accidentally bring a horde upon yourself. Right, obviously, right. Armor's loud, but guns are a lot louder. And right. Swords are... You don't have to worry about ammo, just basic maintenance.
So, and chop the head off.
Yeah. So, yes, I think it is true that Noah at one point owned a sword.
Okay. John?
I'm gonna say true, because both of them have been false, and you wouldn't lie to us constantly. Except even though earlier I said nothing you've ever said is true. But we'll just ignore that.
So you're going true as well?
Yes.
That is correct. True is correct. That's one of the facts he gave me. He used to own a sword, apparently. which, was it, were you talking about like a katana-type sword, or were you talking about like just a normal sword?
No, not katana. It was like a nice medieval sword.
Yeah. I could see myself personally owning a katana at some point, just having it on a mantle or something. They're not terrible expensive. I actually looked it up out of curiosity. Like, even the nicer ones, they're not terrible. So, maybe when I get my own house, I might have one. Just sitting on a mantle.
Train with it.
Yeah.
At least get used to like basic slashes. Nothing like fancy.
Yeah, I don't need to be a Jedi or something.
Some slashes, stabbing.
So John and Noah as a team got 5 out of 9, and Axel actually got the exact same. Which brings us to 55%. However, if you can suss out the imposter, I'll let it slide. Because I really want the audience, I really want the audience to hear the song too, because I've been working on this for a while. Now, remember, an AI is going to be singing it. It's not like they're terrible at singing, but like, just really pay attention to the lyrics and the song itself, like the composition. That's what I've been working on. The AI will be replaced with an actual person that I'm working with currently right now, actually, that's going to be singing all 3 songs. And she's amazing and she's going to do great. But, in terms of the demo version, you're going to be hearing AI singing it just because that's, it was simple to do.
Right.
I'm going to go sit in a corner because I know who it actually is.
Yeah, well, so yeah, Axel knows who it is, and it could be him. Is the thing, right? It could be him, or it could not be him. We don't know, because all we know is who, like, what Axel sent to us. That's all we know, right? So John could be the imposter. I could be it. Noah could be it. Like I said, he could be it. Doesn't matter. What does matter is sussing out the actual imposter. And as we're winding down, we already talked about Outdoors for Australia. We kind of went over that. I was going to maybe come back to it at the end of the questionnaire thing there, but we're running out of time here. So, who do we think is it, right? Because it's not like we're playing a game where there's clues or anything, or like sort of, I guess. Just off rip. Well, I think we just off rip blame someone. We start pointing fingers and we'll see where it goes from there.
Right. That's how Among Us typically goes.
So, no, I want to start with Noah. Noah, who do you think is the imposter? Because remember, if you're an innocent, you're fighting for the audience. You're not just fighting for yourself, you're fighting for the audience. So, if you're an innocent, you really want to catch this imposter.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Shit, this is not a good time to be what I currently am. But I think this is usually natural. I want to say John.
It's classic okay. John versus Noah. Okay, no, John, do you think it's Noah or do you think it's someone else?
I think it's interesting because Noah seems the likely suspect. He hasn't really done much this episode, just at all. So, you know, usually the imposter's lazy. And I'm going to just go with Stella. It's how lazy Noah is as a person, really.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So. I have to disagree, honestly, because I think the way Noah just said what he said there, I don't know if that was a slip-up or if he's just saying it. I think he's innocent, actually. Because based on what he said, it sounded like he's, when he said, oh, I don't know if this is the best time for the position I'm in or whatever. Right. To me, that's like, I don't know if he's trying to make us think he's the imposter, but he's really not. To me, I took that as he's an innocent and he wants to, he doesn't feel confident in himself to win, to find the imposter.
I can see that interpretation, really.
Yeah, that was my interpretation of that. So I think he's innocent. Now, between you and Axel, I think, because Axel knows, right? But like, it could still be him, right? So him going into a corner, quote unquote, could be that he doesn't want to speak because he's worried it might. Are you worried it might slip, or you just don't want to speak at all?
It's more because I know I'm trying to refrain as much for the conversation because I might accidentally give it away.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't want to, like, start pointing fingers because that's kind of...
Oh, I see. So it might come,
like,
off as you're targeting the person.
Because I know who it is, but I... If... Let's... In the case that I'm innocent, it would be... I would just... It'd be too easy for me to just start pointing at who I know it is, as opposed to...
That makes sense.
Giving some actual deduction.
I think
that doesn't convince me that it's easy.
I think we got to vote, though. We got to close it off here. So
yeah, I'm gonna. You know what? I don't fully care anymore. I'm going to say Stoa because Stoa is just not good.
Okay. I'm gonna drink.
So no. Okay. Here's what we do. Here's what we do. Okay. So Axel, my buddy friend, proud chum friend. Yes. I think. So no, are true. You locking in your answer?
Yes, sure, whatever the fuck, I don't care.
You probably should care at this point, but whatever.
Sure.
So he's locking in his answer. Axel, do you want to vote? I know who you're going to vote for, probably based on what the information you have, but because we've already locked in our answers, do you want to vote too? That way we can't hear your answer and switch over to that person. You know what I mean?
So everyone's locked in.
Everyone's locked in.
Okay, so, Ethan, my vote is for you, not necessarily because I, like, already knew, I'll say it, Ethan was the, if everyone's locked in, then yeah, Ethan was the imposter. I'm not voting for Ethan because I necessarily knew, but because of the deductions. So...
Yeah, so what was killing you the entire time? I want to know this.
So, part of it was the fact that John had zero sus of you from the beginning.
Mm.
So, like, and from...
Oh, no, he's so bad.
In previous, I've noticed that you don't necessarily always go with, hey, it's not me, so I'm gonna keep going for the... So I'm going to go along with them. I've noticed you try to keep any mention of you out of the conversation at any point whatsoever. So, like, you kept it focused on John, Noah, or me, but at no point did you ever bring up yourself or really give John or Noah any reason to think that it was you. So the whole time you were like playing them, like you had them like wrapped around your finger the entire time, especially John.
Yeah, I was.
Noah is so bad at this game.
I will say so. John's reasoning would be correct. John's reasoning would be correct most of the time, right? For this instance, though, I wasn't gonna just sit back and let you win. That's the thing. It's like, this game was made for you to have, for it to be challenging. And so I wasn't going to just sit back and be like, yeah, you know what, John, I agree. No, get him out of here. Because then that would have made me look ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, and even in the other games, you don't really do that either.
No. I play these types of games very strategically. These two, John and Axel know specifically because we've actually played these types of games. I play it very strategically.
Did I hit it on the head, though?
Hit one on the
head. With the reasoning?
Oh.
Why?
Well, I did say to Noah several times, why are you voting for me?
That's what I tried to do with John by saying, why do you think it's not Ethan?
Yeah.
Noah had any sort of, like, oh, I feel like Ethan is playing you. You are stupid. You were like, no, it's not me. It could never be me. It's Ethan. He's just, you know, good. Get good is basically what I'm saying.
John, here's the thing. Even if I did realize you were getting played like fiddle, I wouldn't tell you because that's entertaining.
Okay, you know what, Noah? You don't deserve to
win. Well, okay.
This,
so,
this is why you're bald, John.
This is why you're bald. He's lost all his hair because he played too many Among Us games.
His brain is as old as his head.
Yeah. But yeah, so the thing that would, if I was an outsider, and this is probably what I actually didn't mention this, but I'm assuming he saw it, is several times I kept telling John, oh, I don't really think it's Noah either. And so all that would leave is me. Like, that's all that would leave. If I didn't think it was Noah or Axel.
You kept telling him, I don't think it's Noah. He's always like, no, it's Noah. It's Noah. Noah.
Well, it's the thing is, you know, I feel like this has not been a productive day for any of us.
I feel like I lost brain cells. I'm already on negative.
Yeah, I feel like I'm stupider for listening to any of you.
But, I need to go to the bar after this. Fuck.
But yeah, so that's why it happened. But you won in the end because I allowed Axel to. If I didn't allow Axel to vote, it would have been over because I couldn't vote for myself, obviously. But because I allowed Axel to win, and so if Noah voted for someone else, like if Noah voted for Axel, there's no way I could have strung it. But because Noah was voting for me, because that's all he really could vote. I mean, I don't think he was really sus of Axel based on how he was going, and obviously now that we know it, he wasn't the imposter anyway. Because again, if I was an outside observer and I wasn't part of it, I would see Axel being so gung-ho, like that would be a performance. If he was an imposter, I would have given him a slow clap, being like, you know what?
Right.
You deserve to win the imposter after that performance, because you went gungs. You were super convincing, right? Whereas, if he was innocent, and he was doing that, like, he was clearly trying to let the... He was trying to have the innocents win, and that's what he was doing here, obviously. And with John, the time difference, obviously, now that you know that he's the imposter, I didn't even think about that. I'm like, so I went to my thing, and I'm like, will assess me out? I'm like, 110, I guess, might, because if it's still below John, so it's still not in the
court. Yeah.
Right. Like, if you said 112, I'd be like, okay, then there's not, without a doubt, it's no. But if, since it was also 110, it was like, I don't know, Noah seems sus because he's just so bad at convincing people of anything.
John, I'm gonna slap you fucking silly with this.
You can do it.
but yeah, so they have, after about 20, I might cut that down for you guys. I don't know if you need to hear all of that. So in case I do end up cutting,
make it like a little special like an extended cut with the whole thing.
Oh, you know what? I could. We do have extended cuts, although I never really wanted to chop off a piece of it, but in this instance, it probably wouldn't be terrible because I could just cut the entire like debate section into its own little thing.
Debate's almost an hour long.
You have not been paying attention to the clock, Noah. It was not an hour long. We were already in over an hour. We were already in over an hour before we started it.
2:50.
Yeah, it was like 2:10 when the debate actually started.
Well, yeah, it's been a bit. I know it's been a bit. I'm just saying. He said it's been over an hour. It's not even been an hour yet. So. But either way, so they did it, so that's all that matters, because that means you guys have unlocked the songs, the demo songs. So you're going to hear one in this episode, probably during the winner speech, or maybe not during the winner speech, but like at some point during the episode. You're going to hear John's song in the, next week's episode, and you're going to hear my song in the whatever episode follows that one. So you're going to be, so they're going to be kind of sprinkled in there like little Christmas presents, even though Christmas isn't too close or anything, but that's what you're going to get. Like I said, we're looking at a 2025 release date for the actual song itself. So keep that in mind when you're trying to, don't go on Spotify and or Amazon Music and try and look for them, because they're not there yet. So I will, of course, obviously announce them once they are out on the podcast. You'll get it. I'll tell you on the podcast. That way you're just not just looking up random stuff. But yeah, that is the goal.
Noah's got ideas, yeah, he's a real dreamer. Swears like a sailor, but he's the best schemer. Always got a plan, he's a true believer. With a heart of gold, he's a real achiever. Noah's podcast dream gonna shine so bright. Talking all day and night, feeling so ripe. With every word he says, gonna take flight. Noah's podcast dream gonna reach new height. Friends by his side, they're a perfect team. Laughing and joking, chasing every gleam. Noah's got the mic, living in a stream. Making waves of joy like a sunbeam. Noah's podcast dream gonna shine so bright. Talking all day and night, feeling so right. With every word he says, gonna take flight. Noah's podcast dream gonna reach new height. In a world of chaos, he's a guiding star, spreading positivity near and far. With every episode, he raises the bar. Noah's podcast dream, we know you are a superstar. Noah's podcast dream gonna shine so bright. Talking all day and night, feeling so right. With every word he says, gonna take flight. Noah's podcast dream gonna reach new height.
So in terms of points, I did not calculate points in the debate section. I was too invested. So I'll be honest there. But I did calculate points. I mainly calculated points during the outdoor survival stuff. John has 27 points, and I don't know how this happened, but Noah has 29. So Noah wins, I guess. I don't know how that.
I don't know.
you can feel that way all you want. I don't even know how that happened. I don't remember giving him that many points. He must have said something funny that I gave him a lot of points for.
I'm so confused.
Oh, I know what it was. I gave you bonus points because you knew what berries not to go near or whatever. And Axel kind of helped you with that, so I gave you bonus points. John's most of John's points were from the saying the words. I don't think I gave him much points for what he actually said. So that probably right. could be what it is. But either way, and, you know, I guess whatever. Like, I don't recall it 100% because I didn't give you points during the... I didn't get points for the quiz section. That was just for the Meet the Provokers thing. And I was too invested in the debate to calculate points then, so...
Right.
But Noah wins. Noah, you got a winner speech?
Yeah, very good episode. Guest star episode. Totally didn't want to rip my face off halfway through this, but... You know, good episode, good Sunday. I'm gonna go fuck myself now, I guess.
That's I wouldn't personally recommend that. So John, do you have a loser speech?
Yeah, I gotta say that Noah does deserve to win in any conceivable manner, and this is a big stolen from me.
All right,
John, yeah. You bitch.
I will take away your points right now if I have to, if you keep swearing.
Never mind.
But either way, so just accept your win and be quiet over there. All right. And obviously, like, if Axel was able to get points, he probably would have beat the pants off of both of you. But because he's not on the podcast permanently, it wouldn't make sense to make him win or anything. So yeah, Axel was my pick for the guest star on the podcast. John and Noah are welcome to select one. They only get one person though, so they gotta make it a good person. They're obligated to select, or they're free to select. I don't know what. Yeah, I'm not. The debate's destroyed me. I can't speak anymore. They're able to select someone that they want to be a guest star on the podcast, and then once we're done with those three people, Axel included, we're going to move into probably next year, 2025 again, we're going to move into, if I can get them to work, we're going to move into, like, some celebrity interviews and stuff like that. It's going to be really amazing. This might kill the two of you, but Axel, I actually told Axel of someone that I'm in contact with He's not going to say it because he's legally obligated not to. But Axel knows who. I told him, this is my exact words, I think. I said, John and Noah are going to really love this person if they're able to come on. I'm not going to name names because, in the event that they don't work out, I'm not going to get your hopes up. But I am in works. The person that I'm talking with is saying that, yeah, it's probably going to be midway through 2025 if they're able to come on. So it's going to be a little bit, but if they work, then that's going to be amazing. So that's what we're gearing up for. But in the meantime, to kind of start the train of guest stars, we're going to have some people that we care about be on here. So my choice is Axel, obviously. And then whoever John picks and whoever Noah picks, but that's what we're going to be aiming for there. That's going to do it for this episode. Axel, I probably will ask you a couple questions after the podcast is over, because I just thought of something and forgot to ask, but, fine. This is Axel, aka the Catnator 666. You can find him. Is there anything you want to promote? You're doing or anything?
I'm not particularly doing anything at the moment. I did have a Twitch at one point, but school is a lot. Been hard to find any time, and I don't know how good the Wi-Fi is, if it will even let me be able to stream anything, so.
I see. Okay. Alright, well, you can still go follow him over there. You might not do anything, but you can still go over there. We'll, of course, be sure to promote him in any future endeavors he does down the line. You can find me over on YouTube at Flubzixy Gaming. Do a lot of variety stuff over there. You can find John over on the Twitch. You've been, was it Bouldergate or was it something else? I forgot what you're streaming the other day.
I've been streaming Baldur's Gate 3 a little bit. Me and not this Noah, but the other one, the one that goes by Noli, has been, like, every week I do a stream with them. And we're playing Super Baldur's Gate. We also played Project Zomboid, but that's kind of like a one-off thing. Not as often. Baldur's Gate 3, though, is the regular thing for the moment. And then also I've been playing God of War Ragnarok on my own. Right. And a few other games here and there. Yeah. Those are the ones I can think of at the moment.
All right, well, you are the man, so go ahead on over to Twitch at Jeevans Feevens, and you can catch on whatever he's playing. If you follow him, you get the notifications as to what he's playing. So that if you're looking for a specific game or something, or you just want to chill with him, head on over to Jeevans Feevens, you can catch him over there. You can find Noah in two different places. You can find him over on Xbox at NoahDog54 and on Instagram at NoahDog5434. He also runs the Provoker's official account. Keep your eyes peeled. Also, a thing for that account specifically is Noah doesn't even know this either. But for the past couple weeks, I've been giving him an image and saying that a letter stands for something. So Noah, the first one was M is for melody. Then it was U is for unity, and S is for soul. That word that is being spelled is music. So if you had put the pieces together before this episode, then congratulations, you already know what it was.
That makes so much sense now.
Yeah, and the words that I'm saying, like M is for melody, like that kind of straight, that's self-explanatory. U is for unity, you need unity in songs. S is for soul, a lot of songs, you need to put your soul into it to make it good, so they kind of lead into the songs as well. So yeah, it was kind of like a little puzzle. That's what the Meet the Provokers thing is. But like I said, and if you're talking about the full-length songs, we're talking 2025, so don't worry about those two yet. But you will hear the demo song at some point in this episode. So there you go. But you can check the Patreon that we have. We have a bunch of stuff over there. We have the tiers, of course, which, by the way, I'm going to be updating this in the Provokers 4.0 initiative, which will be a little bit later down the line. But the billing method is changing over on Patreon because of Apple. So thanks, Apple. It's changing. So I need to look into why that's changing. Well, I know why. It's Apple's fault. But I need to look into what's changing about it. So I'll have more information during the 4.0 initiative when I launch that. But just remember, keep that in mind if you're going to go sub to the tiers. If you're talking about the extended cuts, though, those aren't changing. They're about the beginning ones, the first five are $3, so you can kind of dip your toes in the water and see if you like what we're doing. And then the rest become $5, and a lot of fun over there. We just kind of do like games that we wouldn't really be able to do over here as a mainline episode. Like Kiss, Marry, Kill by itself is too short to kind of make that a mainstream episode. And like Towers and like all that other kind of stuff, so yeah. But go check us out over on there, and you can see if you like anything. But with that being said, guys, I think we're going to end this episode. So thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll catch you guys next time.
John can suck my dirty left toe.